Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for taking your time to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor at CHI Memorial. Good morning, Dr. Green.
Good morning, Ed. Hey, it's great to be back. So I've missed everybody, and thank you all for listening, and sorry I was absent. So it's great still to be in this great city and working with CHI Memorial, and despite everything that you see on the TV and the national news to the negative, we're doing fine. And CHI is rolling along. We have all of our procedures in place. You don't need to be afraid. I've missed getting to tell everybody that. I just tell everybody in the office when I can. But no need to walk in fear. You just don't have to do that. We have our procedures in place for anything viral. I even hate to say the word anymore. I'm so sick of turning on the TV and I can't get away from it. I have to stay on HGTV and watch Flip or Flop or something like that that is completely viral free. Thank you, Property Brothers. You know, it's nice to know that we are not overwhelmed as a hospital. We're not lacking for PPE. We do have procedures in place and everything's okay. Granted, there's still some dangers for some people, and if you're high risk, be extra careful. But, you know, I know Ed at Nutrition World has his procedures in place, and you're safe to go there. You're safe to come to our offices for CHI Memorial. And in addition, you know, it's great to be working with companies that also have great viral preventive procedures like LHC Corporation, that's Home Health with Home Care Solutions, Ringgold and Dalton, as well as Heartlight Hospice. Great job, people. Heartlight Hospice is in Dalton, and I love working with these guys. And Benchmark Physical Therapy as well, and just speaking with all of them just a few days ago, they are also rocking along in a safe way. Let me remind you, by the way, that CHI has this message for you. Even in a pandemic, you know, bones will get broken and heart attacks still happen, but given the times, you might still be hesitant to go to the emergency room. At CHI Memorial, we want to reassure you that we have taken the extra precautions to keep our emergency rooms safe, as well as our offices. Our measures include mandatory face masks, advanced sanitizing, and social distancing. That's both in the offices and in the ERs. This pandemic can stop a lot of things, but you know, it can't stop us from being here for you. So CHI Memorial ERs and offices are open. If you want to learn more, visit www.memorial.org. And we're here for you. Don't walk in fear. Live your life. Be careful. Ed, what's up with you?
I love that, because you don't just say live your life. You say live your life and be careful. That means take some steps. Use wisdom. And I think we've all using more wisdom. At least Ed Jones is using more sanitary wisdom than I ever have in almost 63 years of living. I've never washed my hands for 22 seconds. Certainly have never distanced myself, and I certainly have never practiced the sanitary measures that I have. And I do believe, as you have said multiple times, Dr. Green, that we are going to receive a great benefit of this when other infections come rolling around, which is flu and other things. So I'm just thrilled that there's going to be some positives to this pandemic, and it is now becoming almost just an epidemic, not a pandemic. The numbers are changing. They are for the positive in many places, not everywhere. We certainly have learned that Florida was a screw up, I guess you could say, as far as that massive over-reporting. And now they're having to admit that that was the truth. And so things have kind of settled down because it's not as bad as what you know, we originally thought. And I think that's going to be true a lot across the board. I am happy to say that I am thrilled that schools are going to start back. Mm-hmm. And I know on Good Morning America, which I don't really watch TV, but I did see this. I don't know if you saw this, but an interviewer was talking to the CDC director. And when he said what he ended up saying, she was speechless. She did not know what to say because she did not expect the answer. She was saying, what about the schools reopening and the dangers? He said, basically, you know what? I've got 11 grandkids. I am happily sending all 11 back to school.
Excellent.
And she did not know what to say because she's of that other camp, which is panic and fear and the fear culture. And do we do it haphazardly? No, we don't. I know schools have to open in the right way. The CDC is very much recommending schools opening in the right methods, not like a prison, but with some kind of guidelines. Now, it's going to be tough for little ones. We can only imagine kindergarten, first grade, second grade, third grade is going to be impossible. But the transmission rate of kids is so much lower than adults, number one. Secondly, generally, they don't suffer to the degree that certainly unhealthy adults do. And is it a perfect world? No, it's not. And we have a huge country, and there will be probably a few who might end up being in severe cases. But the thing is, we got severe cases going on in mental status because schools have closed, not only with the children, the lack of teaching, the parents, the schedules, the money, the this, the that. It is devastating. And I will have to say, I've started my biggest concern from day one was the economy of this country. And of course, the numbers came out 2 days ago that two things, 32% of U.S. households missed their July house payment. 32% in this country missed their July house payment. People, don't be afraid of this virus anywhere near as much as you should be afraid of what is coming, potentially.
I think the GNP was down about the same amount.
It was. The GNP was down 32.9%, which is the gross domestic product, which is the amount of things that we produce as a country. Now, that would be expected somewhat because, of course, you're going to shut down manufacturing plants and a lot of people. That partially will come back there as long as there's demand, as long as there's enough money to go around. But the thing is, when you start getting late payments on houses, of course, I think, you know, there's a lot of leeway that's been given to people, and they may be taking advantage of that somewhat. I don't know. But it's a scary thing. The economy has to be returning, or else it really won't matter about all the other stuff.
Well, we've been saying that all along, that the economic impact is hitting not 100%, but a very high percentage of the national and probably international population, and the severe illness is hitting a much smaller portion, thankfully. I mean, I'm very glad about that. But, you know, we've talked about that on multiple shows, and, you know, these financial impacts and the emotional impacts, psychological, are devastating, and they're hitting, you know, I see that. I guess you do in nutrition world, and I see that in my office, how it's affecting so many people. And I would say equally as many are concerned about the potential of getting sick medically as are already just openly talking about the financial impact to their lives. I mean, this is hurting so many people. So most of the business owners are wanting to open up and use their own discretion to figure out what they need to do for their offices or for their offices, for their businesses. And that's what I'm seeing. But you're right. Every time you turn on the TV, here goes the culture of fear. Well, not every channel, but at least the news. And I understand that, you know, if they have a good heart, maybe they're trying to protect people, but that culture of fear is just unhealthy. It just is.
It is. And I can feel it when I see, or I let myself fall into the hole of too much social media. And I have totally quit watching the news. Now, I'm not like I'm sticking my head in the sand. I don't think you can stay away from the headlines. And at the gym, I actually see the TVs with no sound, but I read the headlines. And, of course, people talk and tell you things. But I'm better by not being immersed in it. There's no doubt. It is a toxic message, and it's going deeply within us that causes grief in many ways. And I am a fragile sleeper is what I would say. And I have been going up and down with my sleep. I'll have two good nights and two bad nights. Well, bad being, you know, waking up multiple times, not going back to sleep. I do have a lot of responsibilities and things at work and such that partially that is it. But you add that on top of all the other things, it is unhealthy in many multiple ways. And I've written a book actually on how to be better at sleeping. And I am sometimes better at giving advice than following it. but I'm having to...
Amen to that. Much easier, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And but it's a tough journey, because sleep is one of those things that if you really try hard to sleep, you're not going to sleep, because it has to be a flow, and the flow stops when you try to attempt to do it. It's not like you and I go in the gym and we're going to bench 225 pounds for seven times. That you can grunt it out and you do better.
You know, I just saw, by the way, this last week, I don't know if you saw it, my gym, you know, we use good techniques, but it's all the restrictions are reasonable. They're actually designed well. Applaud, yeah. I applaud The Rock for that. But I saw Planet Fitness is requiring, if this is true, is requiring masks at all times. So I don't want to jog with a mask on. I just don't. And I still, when I'm out biking, I've continued doing that. And I'll be like still in the middle of nowhere and see someone else miles away from anyone, but they're wearing a mask, exercising. I get, if you want to, I still say, fine, if that makes you feel better, great. But for me to restrict oxygen flow when I'm running fast or riding fast, yeah, you know, that's not necessary. I'm not training for an altitude race. I don't need to do that. That's unhealthy and unsafe. So, so of course, and you don't have to with the mask mandate if you're exercising. It is, that is an exception, and I'm glad that it is. I'm very thankful. But I, Planet Fitness requiring that. I don't know if that's correct or not, but if they are, they have to do what they have to do corporately. But wow, that would be hard to exercise.
It's counterproductive, and it's actually ridiculous. And yes, I do think they are doing it. I will say Gold's Gym has done a pretty dang good job. They check every single person with temperature when they came in. And I asked the gentleman 3 or 4 days ago who, I mean, they don't let anybody in until your temperature's checked. And I said, how many have you had with a temperature? He said zero. Well, that's great, because one is, I think people know, oh, I better not go to the gym because I don't want to get caught with a temperature if I'm feeling lousy, especially if they already know it. So it could keep some people home. So I think it's not a bad measure. The bad measure or unhealthy measure is making us wear a mask during exercise, and Goals doesn't do that. We have to wear them going in, going out, and if you're in a group setting. But other than that, you don't have to.
I have wondered if exercise is going to potentially, you know, like if you're out in the sun, raise your temp. But so far, riding over to, say, Scotty's on the river, it's always been okay. I go in there sweaty and hot in the sun, and temp's fine. But, yeah, Scotty's, again, great place, fun to eat, and they're using a lot of good techniques, and check your temp before you dine.
I have forgotten about that place. Thank you.
You need to go back.
A great idea.
You change that we will, and I'm going to get you some oysters.
All right, my brother, it's time to take a break. When we come back, I actually want to talk something that's a little different. I know that this is not the real focus of this show, but I am a born-again entrepreneur and businessman. My number one love is nutrition and health. My number two is being a business entrepreneur. And I have some really, really hard, harsh words for many businesses that are actually being quite foolish today. And I'd like to be outspoken about that.
Let's
so,
talk about it.
All right. When we come back, we're going to have that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones. And stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, back with my partner, Dr. Green. And I did say on the previous segment, I'd like to speak a little bit about my feelings and thoughts on business during this pandemic and in Chattanooga. And I guess one thing I came up with this week, I actually read this little phrase, and I think it applies very well to actually a small segment of the business, and that is to there's never been more important time to sharpen your sword. And what I mean by that is I've never seen, and I've been doing business now since 1979, to be 42 years this January, and I'm pretty dang good at it. I got it from my dad. He was a natural entrepreneur. And, of course, you know, most businesses fail after 5 years. About 80% fail after 10 years. And here I am 42 years later. But the incompetence the lack of respect, the inability for businesses and entrepreneurs to see where the rubber meets the road is astounding me. You are not police officers who are there to regulate my use of mask and to be harsh and to be directive and then expect me to spend D-A-M-N money in your freaking place because I'm supposed to, because I'm gifted to walk into your restaurant or your other business. You can forget it. And other people are feeling the same way. And why I'm saying this, Nutrition World is busier now than we've ever been since I opened in 1979. You know why? Because we treat people with respect. We know that they have earned their money in hard ways. Very few people get easy money these days. You work like a freaking crazy man, Dr. Green. I know you're there Monday through Friday. You have calls on Saturday. You work late. You get up early. You earn every dollar you make. And you know what? I appreciate people who work hard, who come in and are willing to take it out of their pocket and give it to Nutrition World. How many other businesses are doing that? Some, but not many. Nothing like they used to be. Starbucks has the worst attitude if you don't follow all of their rules. And, you know, sometimes I have to get coffee there. But they have such a bad attitude.
Explain. I have to know. I have not been to Starbucks in so long.
Well, I went in there 3 days ago. This was 5:40 in the morning. I'm dragging butt because I go to the gym. And I just, normally I go to the drive-in window, but this time I just pulled up in front. So I go in, no one's in there. The girl comes up and says, do you not have a mask to wear? The attitude, oh my gosh, the tone is ridiculous. And I said, no, I don't. Are you still going to serve me? Well, she smart aleckily goes behind the counter, pulls out a blue mask, hands it to me. I'd grab it and stick it in my teeth. I am not about to be following this 21-year-old's little orders like she's a police officer. And I say, look at her like, okay, what are you going to do? You going to serve me or not? Well, she reluctantly gave me my coffee. And of course, I just threw the mask away. Now, I can see the reality of the common sense of the mask. It does slow velocity of air. It's going to help us in certain ways. It's 5:40 in the morning, people. No one's in there but me. I had 1 minute to get my coffee. And it's the tone of voice that does it. It's not the words themselves. And I see, you know what? When this time next year rolls around and there are for sale signs on hundreds of businesses, half of those people, it wasn't the pandemic that did it. It was their attitude that did it.
And what is that attitude? I've heard that as well. And it's a condescending, mm-hmm. liberal, judgmental tone. I don't know how, mm-hmm. I've never really thought about it, but I've noticed some were a little bit, and I just put on my mask, but some mm-hmm. were offensive and some people were, they came across as helpful. Mm-hmm. But there's a huge difference in the attitude of the people that are doing that. And I will say the first time I noticed that was at Whole Foods. And I remember walking over there and the person said, excuse me, sir, masks are not required, but we would greatly appreciate mm-hmm. if you would wear one. I'd be happy to give you one if you need. We even there have a go. Hand sanitizing station. I thought, wow. Okay, I'm happy to do that. And I've got my own in my pocket. Don't worry about it. You know, nicely mm-hmm. done, well done. And they were, you know, this is right when it started. They were terrified. They were mm-hmm. counting people. They wouldn't let so many in the store. But he asked nicely. You mm-hmm. can't ask for better. And I haven't had any horrible run-ins, thankfully. But, yeah, I can almost hear that person at Starbucks. Yeah.
Well, I love the fact that the way that you explained how that person did it, because that's what we do at Nutrition World as best we can. I mean, there may be a slip up every now and then, but, and you know, if someone comes in and says, you know what, I've got asthma, I just can't wear this mask, and they seem to be honest, what are we supposed to do? I mean, I have to honor what they're telling me. You know, we're not you know, we're running through 1,000 people a day. These are not just people of all kinds going to the post office. I mean, we have a kind of people who come who care about their health. Now, I did go today and I had to get, believe it or not, I had to get 3 tags for 3 vehicles that I have let get expired. Three stinking vehicles. And boy, the rules are pretty stiff over there to get in line to get your old tags. But I will have to give the city of Chattanooga a little bit of credit. It was well run. What they did is I walk up, I tell them what I need, and they say, okay, what's your phone number? And if you, we're going to text you in 1 minute, and you go back to your car, and within 15 minutes, we'll text you to come back to the building. Hey, it was about 8 minutes. They text me. I came back. I walked in. Yes, I had to wear the mask appropriately, which is fine. And I did, and got all my stuff done. But it was so well done. And I was going there dreading it like it would be the Starbucks kind of energy. And it wasn't. They did a damn good job. So thank you, City of Chattanooga, for at the DMV.
I have to say I'm surprised.
Yes, I was shocked. Because one of my employees, right before I left, I said, I've got to go over and get these tags. She said, I went about a month ago, and it was a 7-hour waiting list to get the tags.
And I had an ordeal getting a tag last year. So,
did you?
Oh, yes. We won't even go into that. But that's why I'm surprised it ran so smoothly. Good for them.
Yeah. Yeah, because it can't see that's it shows you it can be done. Whole Foods did it by training their employees correctly. The DMV did it by somehow doing it correctly, which is not normal government stuff, but it can be done.
And there are issues, I'm sure, on both sides. I know I haven't had any of my patients. Some have not wanted to wear masks because of their COPD, asthma, whatnot. And frankly, they're thoughtful enough where they'll do that when they're around other patients going through the waiting room, and then they can remove it at other times so they can breathe. And I'm fine with that. I don't think I'm going to die because they removed their mask around me. That's okay with me. That's my own decision. But did you see the reverse? There was, I think it was on Channel 3, and it was a gun store patron locally. Mm-mm. Did you see that? They asked him to actually remove his mask, and they said he refused, from what I heard. And they said, well, look, this is a gun store. We're selling guns and ammo. We need to see your face for security purposes. Mm. And, you can go on there and watch it. It's an interesting interview with the owner, who seemed knowledgeable, and the patron, who said he should not be forced, I think he said, to breathe their dirty air. But that is the culture of fear that the news has put on us, that, if you breathe around people, you're going to be in trouble. And I even saw where a lady had pepper sprayed someone, not locally, but pepper sprayed a gentleman because he was eating in a park without his mask. Well, how do you eat with a mask? I mean, that's one of those exemptions. He got assaulted, and they said no charges would ever be filed against that individual who assaulted him. These are the kind of situations I hate hearing, and hopefully we can, I'm not a business owner like you, but keep doing it well, keep being an example, Ed, and we'll keep trying to do it tactfully as well.
Well, and the thing is, the businesses who are willing to step up to the plate and be very quick-thinking, very well training their employees, and be tactful, kind, and friendly like it should always be. But today, when you do that, you're going to shine like nobody else.
Here's another idea for you. I noticed Humana has been giving away beautiful green masks with the Humana logo. Why don't business owners have masks made with their logo embossed, and those people make it nice so people will save it and go out and advertise for them?
Now, that is a hell of an idea.
Thank
my
you.
Friend.
Maybe I have a little entrepreneur in me.
Wow. Yeah, a little logo with Nutrition World, and I would be more than willing to give away 1,000 masks right now. In fact, my employee, I have a great new manager on the floor. His name's Scott. He came from Vitamin World. He worked there 16 and a half years. Well, he is a fireball and one of the most friendly guys you've ever met, and very knowledgeable. And he came to me like a month ago. He drives from Saudi Daisy to Nutrition World every day. And he said, Ed, I have this older car that I drive. And he said, it's a billboard. Why don't we get one of those total stickers that go completely from top to bottom to left to right on my car? And I was like, hey, that's a good idea, because as far as you drive every day, that'd be wonderful. So he's getting it done next week.
Nice.
It was $2,300 for me to... The car only cost $2,100 for the car, he said. But so the decal is more than the car. But it will be a driving billboard for 2 or 3, 4 years.
Like a wrap on the car?
Yeah, total wrap.
I love it.
It's going to say Nutrition World, vitamins, and our website. And I thought, that's a good idea.
Absolutely. I've tried to do that medically, but, we're bound by so many rules, and that doesn't work for medical-type businesses. But, it could work for you.
Yeah, and you don't need it. I mean, you have a different kind of captive audience, and your people are... I have to keep recruiting more new people than you, because you have, I have to say, and I'm not just blowing smoke, you have a following that is incredibly loyal, And I know I've sent you a decent amount of people. But the thing is, I get feedback from these people because they tell me everything. I mean, some people just ask me way too many questions, like you name it, all the way down to the type of toilet paper they need to use. But they will definitely be honest about what goes on in any recommendations I give. And they really, I mean, I think they probably have a Dr. Green little statue in their house, a few of these people.
Oh,
so,
Lord help me.
Yeah. But thank you for doing and being so kind to people. And that's the other thing is the kindness that you and some people do share as far as help. Because you know as well as I do, people are scared when they're not feeling well. They're scared when there's undiagnosed issues. And a pat on the back, like you've said years ago, one thing your dad did was always touch someone mm-hmm. on the shoulder or something after he consulted with them. Gave them some remedy of some sort and some kind words.
Always tell them they're going to get better.
And tell them they're going to get better. Give them some optimism. And I have just really encouraged some of my staff to do that, but especially myself. So that was a great lesson for me. And you said that well over 2 years ago.
Yeah. Simple wisdom for my dad. And he was a man ahead of his time.
When did he pass away? What year?
98.
Okay. Now, did he work near all the way up to his death, or did he retire?
You know, he always told me he would work, and he would never retire. He would work until he died, and he did. And he was working up to a few months before he died.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And what was his age?
58.
He was that young? I did not know that.
57 at diagnosis, 58 at death.
No, I just did not assume that. Okay.
Yeah, man. Unfortunate.
That was.
Yeah, but it's, you know, no anger about that. When he went at the right time, mm-hmm. I just didn't agree with it, but that doesn't make a difference.
Well, and, you know, and you got to grow up, and he was a great father and a lot of great times, I'm sure. So, yeah, mine was, my father passed away quite a bit later, but he certainly had some health issues that he was dragging him down. But he smoked a lot and, you know, didn't take good care of himself. But he had a great life and he loved it. He had some great memories.
And taught you a lot. Look, you got your entrepreneurship from him.
It did. Yeah, he loved business. Well, brother, it's time to take another break. When we come back, we'll be talking more about your health. And I want to talk about gut health, actually. I did this gut test that was quite interesting that revealed some goodies within my own little garden of colon, I guess I would say. So we've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and back with my partner, Dr. Green. And I wanted to talk a little bit because actually I've been interviewed twice this week, with one of which is Julie Edwards on 3 Plus U, and the other is This and That Show, which I love. And they wanted to talk about gut health, microbiome, and probiotics. Well, I had an interesting, because I'm always kind of using myself as a guinea pig. What I did was and I have done this for years, I believe heavily in doing stool analysis to determine what type of bacteria truly is residing within Edwards' colon. Because actually, we have this huge orchestra and family of microorganisms that outnumbers our actual own cells, because these other people or other cells are like friendly partners along the ride. They're like, you're on the subway and you got 1,000 other people on the subway, and so 999 are not you and one is you. Well, that's the way it is in the microbiome, which is the bacterial count of the gut. Well, I'm always experimenting with myself, trying to figure out how to optimize my health. Well, if you go to nutritionw.com and type in the word gut, I have revealed my...
Did you put your own poo on there?
I put my poo on there, brother. No look, no pictures or smell, but I got the numbers.
No prep, huh?
And so this test is available to the public. You have to order it directly from the company. We don't have any connection with them. But it's going to it showed me, which you can look again at nutritionw.com, type in the word gut. So I've got the inflammation score of my gut, which was excellent. I have the constipation score, which was very good. It was very minimal. I had a diarrhea score. And all of this is based on looking at the bacteria. This is state-of-the-art test. This has only been out 6 months. Gut diversity. If you look at people who live in jungle settings in the old world type of environment, they have so much more gut diversity, which is a mixture of different microbiomes. Americans have very select few diversities. That's one reason that we have poor health, because the microbiome produces the immune system and the brain chemicals. And what kills it, of course, is antibiotics, chlorine in water, lots of bad things. Then we look at, under the same gut test, micronutrients. It's actually going to determine my level of certain nutrients through. And despite the fact that I eat healthier than 97% of all people and take more vitamins than 99.9%, I actually am a little bit low on, is that B12? I think it is.
Okay. B12 and B6 and B2.
Yeah. And you know, honestly, Dr. Green,
I'm disappointed, Ed.
I don't take a lot of B vitamins. I take a single multivitamin a day that has some Bs in it. And re-looking at this, I've got to get a little bit on my game with a little more B vitamins. Wow. And then we got short-chain fatty acids. I didn't know I was not going to look good on that one, or I would have scanned past it. And then I've got short-chain fatty acids, which have to do a lot with the integrity of the intestinal lining. Short-chain fatty acids are like butyric acid, comes from butter, one of which is butter. And then we look at the probiotics. We look at the different types on a graph. And you go and it actually lists every single probiotic. And then we get down to pathogens. Well, what are pathogens? They're the ones we don't really want too many of. They're really not our friend, but mine are normal. There's fine to have small amounts of them, but when they get out of control, then of course, like, you know, C. diff. We all have a little bit of C. diff in our gut, but C. diff kills a lot of people in nursing homes because it over multiplies and then it causes, you know, death in many cases. So if you want to really find out about this, go to nutritionw.com, type in gut, and you can just order this test.
What's the cost of somebody?
It's about $300 to get this. It takes about 4 to 6 weeks, and you do have to do a fairly significant stool collection, but it's easy. They give you a really good kit, and there's sanitary. You don't have to, you know, be messy with it. So it's made by a company called Onegevity. And actually, saying that, I did a podcast on my Holistic Navigator, which is what I do podcasts, called The Mystery of the Microbiome with Guy Daniels of Onegevity. And he's the researcher who helped develop this test. Very interesting 35-minute lecture.
You know, just do you know if they do any testing? We do a lot of Cologuard. You familiar with Cologuard?
Yeah.
And I wonder if they've ever thought of, like, teaming with something like that, a little bit of co-branding or something, like, hey, you know, you do Cologuard, we'll give you 25% off. Out of curiosity, I don't know if they have. $300 is not a bad price.
Not bad, because there used to be more than that on the old ones that weren't as accurate. But, and I'm sure there's a lot that goes into the procedures to test this.
People like the genetic testing right now. It's very very popular.
Yes. Yeah, and 23andMe is a good genetic test for, I think, $100. It checks a lot of important things. It doesn't check your nutrients. It doesn't check your microbiome. No. But
that's what I'm saying. It could be more complete if they partnered with somebody. Just a thought.
Yeah. Yeah. We are lucky to have the availability of self-care testing today, where you don't have to be, you know, you don't have to go to someone to get it. You can actually order it yourself. The thing about this test is it has great interpretation that comes with it. You have I had 29 pages of test results. I only posted the most popular 10 pages. But they break it down. You don't actually have to have anybody to tell you what it means.
And so, I assume if there was something wrong, you can pick a probiotic that would address it.
You can. Part of this is doing something and retesting perhaps down the road. What I did was I actually have, again, I'm the self-appointed guinea pig. I used this specific probiotic, and I actually had the company. I told the company, I said, will you give me a 3 months worth of your probiotics, and I'm going to double the dose. And then if you'll give me your probiotic, then I will do a test to see if your probiotic is going to really work. Well, I've had 11 other stool tests. I've never had, and I would consider this a B plus on a report card, and the rest of them were C minuses. I did not have good numbers on the rest, and only this one probiotic made by Nutraceutical, Solaray, actually did the job for me, because it has a new technology of encapsulation where if the capsule's in an acidic environment, it will not melt. Well, why is that? Because the probiotics are killed by acidity. So we don't want the pill to melt in your stomach. We want it to melt in the lower intestines. Now, enteric coating is kind of what's supposed to do that, but it's unpredictable. You don't know where enteric is going to melt. With this capsule, it will only melt in alkaline environments. That's what a colon is. And it will not melt in acidic. So it's a really cool technology. It's really something like pharmaceuticals would come up with. But in this case, nutraceuticals came up with it. So I was pretty impressed.
And I'm surprised, frankly. I don't know anybody who's more careful with his or her diet than you. And it's not stone cold perfect. It's
no.
Scary to think what people's you know, microflora looks like when they're not trying at all.
Well, my demise, not that it's demise, is that I don't fix my own foods. That I do have to eat out a significant amount of time. I will drink my breakfast. And no, it's not tequila. It is my protein drink. Which is a very pure drink. It's non-GMO. It's organic. It's all the right things.
You can find it on his website.
That's right. NutritionW.com. Metagenics Keto Powder. And the thing is, you know, lunch and supper and snacks are just going to have to be the best I can make it.
But you also are able to share all the fun facts about the restaurants around town. And we do appreciate that. I'm still hoping. I want Jason's Deli's salad bar back.
Well, I go there 3 times a week now back. And, you know, I do get the salad bar, but they fix it for me. It's just not the same.
It's not the same. you know, that's what I'm thinking, too. I went over there and looked, and I left. I thought, nope, I want the salad bar.
Well, I have to eat there because I have to have every other day a huge serving of green goodies. And those are broccoli, olive oil, and all the things that go with that. And so I don't have a choice.
Did you say you've been to, not Macaroni Grill, because that went out of business, Cheesecake Factory?
Yeah.
Okay. Once again, went by there again after I walked out of Jason's probably. But, you know, once again, got a fantastic fresh meal. It's just I've never gotten anything there that I was disappointed with, whether it's service or the food. It's not the cheapest place. So I don't go there all the time. But, wow, good. And Abuelo's, too. You finally did go, and you enjoyed Abuelo's as much as I do.
Yes.
So I get out of North Shore sometimes, people. But, you know, I do enjoy it. There's so many, you know, good places that I haven't eaten still around here.
Well, and again, some of the restaurants are doing really good at customer service and some are not, but Cheesecake is doing a very good job. And I do have to say that I'm thrilled that Southern Star has reopened downtown. Mm. Do you ever eat at Southern Star?
I have not.
Okay. Home cooking, basically.
But I know the name.
Very reasonable pricing. I mean, you can eat a lunch and 2 or 3 veggies for
$7.95. Nice.
And they're locally owned and they do really good job of producing.
Where is it?
It's right there on Market and near Urban Stack.
How long has it been there?
Oh, years.
Like back into the 80s, maybe?
No. They were at another location back in the early 90s, and then they moved over there to that location.
I could swear I went there with family, like even grandparents a long time ago. Maybe that was a different place.
But I do, and Rembrandt's is the other one that I went to a few weeks ago, and their tomato basil soup is the finest in Chattanooga. There is no doubt.
Rembrandt's up there
near
Art
Tony's.
District.
Yes, Tony's.
Yeah, love Tony's. Great place.
And I've not been to Tony's in years. But I know we mentioned a little bit during the break about a place I used to go and love, and I have not been there in years, the Comedy Catch.
You know, that's right. I haven't been there in, gosh, I guess since last year. Michael, a guy that owns that, a neighbor of mine, actually, Michael Alfano, great place. And I would encourage anybody to check it out. You know, there's so much that you can't do nowadays, but, you know, the Comedy Catch is open, and it's just a great location, great atmosphere. And, of course, you're down there in Southside, so much to do, and we've got to keep supporting our local industries. I mean, we're talking about that, you and I. There are so many people trying to make it nice for us. Michael's one of them, and it's a friendly environment, welcoming, and frankly, most of the places down there I'm seeing, you know, that's right by Stir, I believe, and there's also Songbirds. Yeah. They're still having people come in and, you know, having bands, having fun. Yes.
Good.
Robin Grant, who's another friend of mine, she happens to be a drug rep in town and an amazing jazz singer. So you would love hearing her. Very talented. I think she told me she had been there and would be coming back. So, you know, people, we've got to get out there and, you know, we've got to support these local industries. I understand why they move things like Chattanooga Unite and J-Fest. They moved it down there, down the river. It's unfortunate. I don't agree with the decision by the political elite. I think they should have had it in the same place, and I think the city is ready for it, and the people are responsible enough to abide by social distancing and masks. I think we can do that. I wish we had had it right there at Ross's Landing, maybe next year. But there's still plenty of things to do. People, get out there, go to the Comedy Catch, support your local businesses. So much fun stuff to do, and it's safe, right?
It is safe with common sense. Yes. And I'm so sad when I go out, went to Firebirds last night, and I've been really enjoying, because I've got a month ago super strict on keto diet. I wanted to lose again, try to get the six pack back. And so I have been very diligent. Monday through Friday, I only have no more than 49 carbs. That's not a whole lot, people. Mm-mm. Not really. And then on Saturday and Sunday, I will allow myself to 150 carbs. And I'm eating more protein, more healthy fats, and I have not had a piece of bread or one single thing, no dessert, nothing in 4 weeks. And my body, my body fat went down 2.5%. Now, I'm very fortunate genetically. I have a fast metabolism, but it makes me feel better.
You get there at Firebirds?
They have a perfect salad called the Cobb salad with sirloin steak, and it has about 12 carbs total. Unbelievable taste. But the thing, and I was going to say, is these restaurants, every single one of them that I've spoke to, because I'm a nosy person and I like talking, they all are down between 25 and 50% in business since the mask thing started two or 3 weeks ago. I really didn't expect it to hit as hard as it did with these restaurants. I don't know if people are just like, hey, I'm not putting up with it. I think part of it is that.
But I don't know how they're going to stay afloat, though. I mean, I've never run a restaurant, but from what I understand from people that I know that do, it's a very tight margins. And if you're running at 25 to 50%, I don't know how they're doing it. But I will say, running to Firebirds, they seem very happy probably to have you there. They were very happy to have us there. And the food was fantastic. The atmosphere was. But I have to say, they had some pepper rub steak that I had, which was fantastic, like a Delmonico or something. And probably not very healthy, but it was a jalapeno deviled egg. And they actually put a sriracha sauce. It was probably the best deviled eggs I've ever had. And I'm going to end up putting hot sauce and jalapenos with my next ones when I make them myself.
Wow, you're making me hungry.
You have to go try them.
All right, brother, it's time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be having Dr. Green's Spiritual Moment. And we've got that plus more to come for Dr. Green. I'm Ed Jones with Nutritional World, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet. And keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga. I'm back with my partner, Dr. Green, and we always look forward to Dr. Green's Spiritual Moment.
And by the way, did anybody do Spiritual Moments when I was gone?
I pulled a couple things out of the hat, my friend.
I love it. Thank you so much. All right. The Spiritual Moment, once again, is brought to you by Silverdale Baptist Church. If you would like to learn more about Silverdale, just visit their website, which is silverdalebc.com. That's silverdalebc.com, or just download their free app for Android or iPhone. Like Ed, I am fortunate to meet a lot of people in my business as well as in life in general. And I truly enjoy that privilege. Some find themselves in a place in their lives, however, that they never expected, and appear to be living by that old saying, you made this bed, so now you can lie in it. Thankfully, I just can't find that saying anywhere in my Bible. Nowhere in my Bible does it appear to say that once you have made a bad decision, you are just out of luck and disqualified for the future. You know, on the contrary, in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 and 5, we are told that because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ. So God's response to our failures is based on his character, a character rich in mercy and love. He is the God of second chances, as we have seen in the examples of so many lives in the Bible. Men like David, Elijah, Paul, as well as Peter, were individuals who had failed or fallen at some point in life, but were given another chance to get back up on their feet, clean the dirt from their clothes, and get back on the correct paths for their lives. Well, sometimes something bad happens to you and derails you from your path, but you know, sometimes we just end up in a mess because of our own mistakes or bad decisions. This can cause a lot of self-blame, especially if we knew better. You know, it's very easy to beat up on ourselves or wallow in self-pity, but that will never accomplish a positive result. We will never move forward again with that self-deprecating attitude. If God is not holding it against you, please learn to forgive yourself and move forward as you ask God for forgiveness and for help getting back on track. You know, there may be other complications. You just may have a few people from whom you need to ask forgiveness as well, as others may have been negatively impacted by your bad decisions. Granted, your mistakes may have set off a chain of events that just cannot be reversed, and both your life and other lives may have been adversely affected. We cannot rewrite the past or take back wrong decisions or unsay any words we wish we had never spoken. But you know, punishing ourselves will not fix all the wrongs. It will only make us miserable. What is done is done, and we have to get back on our feet and walk in faith once again. You know, when all is dark ahead and you can't see one more inch, walking in faith means you still take one more step. It can be hard, but with God's help and guidance, you can do it. You know, Paul wrote to these issues in Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. So get back up on your feet. Stand tall and live your life boldly and in faith in the God of second chances, mercy, and unmeasurable love. Do not walk in fear or self-pity, but instead be you fiercely, for that is the life to which you are called and for which you were created. And that is your spiritual moment for the day. Ed?
Thank you, my friend. We've missed that for 2 weeks, even though I certainly could not fill your shoes. That was a beautiful message, and I love, again, reminding myself there are times we only have the option of walking in faith, and it takes courage. There's no doubt at moments, and I've certainly, as all people have in the past, since March, I've had a few of those moments, and I certainly see the sunshine at the most of the days these days, far more than I did in March and April, as far as the future in my life and being more optimistic. You know, it was a tough, tough time for so many of us because not only the pandemic, but then you had the tornado. And those of us who were in the midst of it, as I was. And then my daughter had a big, massive tree fall through her bedroom and almost killed her and her husband. And so three things in a row within a short period of time.
Oh, that's awful.
Pretty hard to, and again, walking in faith. There was moments I had no answers, zero, and all I could do was take that one step at a time.
And, you know, this comes up with patients a lot, and there is a verse that says to encourage one another in love and good deeds. But I tell patients sometimes when they're going through hard times, the Chris Green translation is, we have to drag each other kicking and screaming through life sometimes. We just do, and we do it for each other because if I'm strong and you're going through a rough time, you know, I help you and vice versa, and we have to help each other. Times can get really hard. Life can get hard.
Yeah, thank goodness we have plenty of good souls around us that can help support us.
We are not alone.
We are not alone. And my daughter, Katie, she has a wonderful Facebook group called Earth Conscious Mama that speaks every single day about the needs and information to help raise healthy young children and be healthy in pregnancy. So it's Earth Conscious Mama. You have to sign up. It's just a private group, but just to answer a couple questions.
You know, we mentioned Silverdale, and they have plenty of, and a lot of churches around here, great support groups.
Oh, yes, yes. Thank you. And guess what? That already does it for this week's edition, Dr. Green, of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. It is a production from the Whitfield Media Group and website by Avalon Design Studio. Thank you for listening. We will be back here next week for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green from CHI Memorial, Georgia, I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga. Have a healthy and safe and calm and fearless and walking in faith day. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.